Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue joins us now on the air, having just driven around a little bit on the roads, getting a sense of what things are like out there. Chief Blue, thanks for joining us. Thanks for everything you and your team are doing today and every day. What is the situation out there right now?
Well, thank you, Aaron. You just, in your comments, just summarized everything I would want to say. This is one of those beautiful snows. It looks great. And then you get out there and you realize these roads are really, really bad and really slick. And they're going to get worse before they get better as temperatures drop and some of this stuff freezes. So DOT crews and public works crews are doing great work. In fact, I just saw a Town of Chapel Hill plow truck go by the window as you and I are talking. But there's a lot of work to be done out there, and I just drove around a little bit. And thankfully, we haven't had any serious injury-related crashes, but that doesn't mean that we haven't had cars sliding all over the roadway all day today, and lots of vehicles that have gotten stuck and abandoned, and then that obviously is not safe for other motorists who are driving by or the folks who get stranded and need to get home. So these are really, really slick roads, and you gave good advice. If you don't have to be out, people really should stay home, and let's let the crews continue working. Let the temperatures help us out a little bit later in the day tomorrow. And in the meantime, let's stay home and do our very best to let public safety crews do their work.
Beyond the cars that are sliding around the road and being abandoned, what are the other big issues that you're seeing out there in terms of safety?
Well, as you might imagine, this is a kind of event where people get really worried and concerned about loved ones, particularly if they mm-hmm. can't reach them on the phone. So we're doing a lot of check on well-being calls today. In fact, right before you and I started talking, I just heard one come in on the radio. So I would say if you have a neighbor who you can go check on, that's always a nice thing to do, and remind them to maybe call their out-of-town loved ones who might be concerned for their well-being. That would be helpful, and I know they would appreciate it. And then we've had an awful lot of Town of Chapel Hill crews, whether it's public works or police or fire or parks and recreation landscape folks, out pushing cars out of the roadway today. I just saw a handful of firefighters pushing cars on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard as I was turning back into police headquarters. So we're glad to do that where we need to, but that's an unsafe condition for all parties concerned. So I encourage people to stay off the roads.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Chief, how many of your team are out there right now, and what are they doing to stay safe?
Well, we've got a full complement of police officers here. Our patrol division is fully staffed and ready to go to work. And as I said, they're mostly following up on the well-being of folks and dealing with vehicles that are either stuck or that have run into something. So if that's all we do today, that will be just fine by me. But we really encourage folks just to stay off the road if they can. I was pleased to hear that the school's canceled tomorrow, so that will buy us some time well into the day tomorrow for plow crews to get good work done. As I said, this is a beautiful event, pretty, pretty snow, but it is deceptively slick out mm-hmm. on the roadway.
Speaking with Chief Chris Blue, Chapel Hill Police Department, beyond staying off the roads, is there anything else that people can do here locally to help you, help your team, help emergency crews in general?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. I mean, we across Orange County, we tell all of our residents that call 911 anytime you need anything. That's the best way to get public safety personnel, and that's true on any normal day. On days like this, when we do have a number of calls stacked up, we would say that non-essential 911 calls that you could hold a day or two, we would sure appreciate that. That means a belated scratch on your bumper where you need a report for insurance or a lost cell phone, things like that. We'd love for you to hold those if you can. And call us for the emergency kinds of calls today. That right there would help everybody and reduce the amount of ground that public safety crews are covering out there today, because it's risky for them too.
Anything else that people need to know about how we all can get through this safely?
Well, I would say, number one, stay tuned into WCHL. You guys are doing a great job, as always. And I would say, for Chapel Hill residents, we are doing lots of regular updates to information about facility closures and other town services. If you check our website regularly, you can stay on top of that, townofchapelhill.org. And then, as I said, just slow down and look out for your neighbor. And if we all did a little more of both of those things, we will have this event go by without a hitch.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks to WCHL for all your great work. We sure appreciate it.